Once you become a franchise owner, and again, where those fear things come in is, well, what if I fail? How do you fail as a franchise owner? You don't follow the plan. If you don't follow the plan, I can't help you. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, it is just little old me talking to you. We are going to talk about something that literally I had somebody ask me this question the other day, and I'm sure it's been posed over the 10 plus years of doing this, but I thought it actually was worth kind of discussing with everybody. And the question is, why would somebody who kind of starts to look at franchising or even gets as far along as listening to, say, a podcast called Franchising 101, why would they ultimately not become a franchise owner? And I thought it was a great question because, and I actually kind of flipped it back around to the person, like, what do you think? And their answer was probably the same one yours is. And the number one answer or the number one reason someone doesn't become a franchise owner probably isn't what you think. So we're going to talk about that today and kind of some of the things that go along with that. But first, as always, quick reminder of who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like yourself interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 70 industries. Our number one goal is to properly educate you on all aspects of franchise ownership. And then secondarily is we're going to help you determine if this is the right path. And if so, find the best franchise for you to own. Okay, so that's us. So, all right. Someone that kind of starts working with our team here at Fran Coach, and again, even just gets as far along as kind of where you may be right now, thinking about it, listening to some podcasts, right? So what is the reason why people don't ultimately become a franchise owner? So what's your answer? Go ahead. Come on. Shout it out. Who said money, right? Show of hands. That is, I think, a lot of times what people think the biggest reason is. Is that a reason at times? Absolutely. There are some times people just can't, like, they don't have the financial means to become a franchise owner. But really, that doesn't happen all that often because, again, unless you're just dead set, oh my gosh, it's got to be Taco Bell and the $3 million. That's not the case, right? Most of the things that we can look at from a franchise standpoint, as we've talked about numerous times on this podcast, is doesn't take that much money to be able to own a franchise. There are funding options, the ROBs, the SBA, the non-SBA loans, HELOCs, all of these different things that are available for folks. So being able to have the money and the lendability to be able to own a franchise really isn't that difficult, which means that's not the reason. So what is the real reason? Hey everyone, I wanted to take a moment to spotlight one of our premier franchise partners, Conserva Irrigation. Conserva Irrigation is a rare home service brand in that it hits on all three home service niches, which are enhance, maintain, and repair. Conserva does this because it can install a brand new irrigation system, it can repair an existing one, and it can maintain the system you already have to ensure it constantly works properly. Conserva Irrigation was founded on the key principles of water conservation. The company's innovative technology is designed to help clients reduce water use from irrigation by up to 60%. This is going to save clients tons of money while conserving the planet's water. And as someone who lives in the desert, folks, it's easy to see the importance of being smart with our water supply. Conserva looks for owners, not the people out doing the work. And as part of Empower Brands, the support a franchise owner will receive is truly second to none. Here at Fran Coach, we love helping people find the perfect franchise for them to own. And maybe, just maybe, it is Conserva Irrigation. Get in touch with us today to learn more about becoming a Conserva franchise owner. And let us help you create your better tomorrow. Hey, everyone. I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest. You're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. With the franchise, as a franchise owner, you have, and the reason why people do franchises versus a startup, is you have the entire game plan laid out for you from a franchise. They've thought of everything. They've trial and aired it for usually for years before they actually get to this point, right? So it kind of gives you that peace of mind. You've got all of the support, all of those things there. But at the end of the day, really, you have to be like, you have to be the person, right? Do you want to be a person on the team, or do you want to be the person leading the team, right? And so we can all say that we've all been in positions, especially if you work in the corporate world for any amount of time, somebody's going to sit around the old water cooler and go, man, I don't know what Bob's doing, leading this. He didn't know what he's doing. I could totally do it better, right? If I use a sports analogy, right, we've all heard the Monday morning quarterback, right? Man, why'd coach call that play, or why did this person do that? And forgive me for the sports analogies, but I always kind of go back to, as an owner, you have to be the person that wants the ball in your hand at the end of the game, right? Not everybody does. A lot of people say they do, but when it really comes right down to it, do you want to be that person, right? It is all on you as a franchise owner. That is exciting and amazing for some people, but if there is a reason why people don't move forward with this, and if this is okay, it's not a bad thing in any way, shape, or form. This is all about kind of that self-awareness and self-assessment that we take people through as we go through this journey. It is okay to not be ready for that all-encompassing, everything is on you as a franchise owner. Are you doing it within the confines of the franchise model? Absolutely. Do you have support, resources, training, all sorts of kind of, again, support from the franchisor, other franchise owners you can talk to? Absolutely. But when things come up over the course of a day, a week, a month, a year, whatever, stuff's going to happen, right? And you have to, we've talked about these letters before, FSO, figure stuff out. Okay, we usually use a different S word, but you got an FSO as a franchise owner because stuff's going to happen. What if all of a sudden 7:55, Bob calls in sick? Well, who's in charge of replacing Bob and filling in? There's all different sorts of things we can talk about to help you plan for Bob calling in sick and having backup plans and a backup plan to the backup plan. But guess who has to execute on this? Like this. You don't have time between 7:55 and 8 o'clock to figure out how we're filling in for Bob. You don't have time to, well, let me see who I can call in the franchise office. And, Sarah's all really, really good in operations there. But let's see, they're actually on mountain time and I'm Eastern time. So Sarah's butting him out of bed yet, right? What am I going to do? I have to figure stuff out. What if all of a sudden somebody's like, hey, we ran out of lids, right? We're on a sandwich franchise. We ran out of lids for the cups. What do we do, right? Well, one, as an owner, I probably should have figured this out sooner, right? But stuff is going to come up. There was a mistake made. I have to FSO it, right? And you have to do so with a positive outlook on a negative situation. We had in March, we had we featured four different amazing women in franchising. And we had Danessa on from Bio One, and she was one of them in particular, but they all really talked about one hidden trait of a franchise owner is that positivity, right? And I would even kind of take that one step further. You have to be positive when negative things happen. Oh man, Bob called in sick. This sucks. I knew I shouldn't have done this. And you just spiral, right? Versus going, okay, well, I hope Bob feels better soon. But in the meantime, I've already figured out plan B, plan C, plan D. And if all else fails, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and I'm going to jump in, right? Not the ideal thing, but as an owner, I got to do whatever I have to do to figure stuff out because I want that responsibility. I want the ball in my hand at the end of the game. You've got to be able to figure out, you've got all these different marketing strategies that are going on, right? Hey, there's a farmer's market, or there's this type of an event. Do we go? Do we not go? I mean, you can use all your resources in within the franchise to kind of talk about, hey, was that good? But at some point, this is, again, think of the corporate world. How many times have you been in a meeting that was basically to plan a meeting, right? Or you're in there and it's like, what the hell are we in this meeting for, right? You've got to be the one that is making the decision, that wants that responsibility. Let's not meet about it. Let's not talk about it to death. Let's get stuff done, right? And you've got to be honest with yourself on that. I think, and it goes back to that positivity. We've talked about the words concerns and challenges as we go through this journey looking at this, right? I have a concern about this franchise over the staffing. Right? Is that a deal breaker concern or is that more information? Right? I'm going to see the challenge of all aspects of this. I want that challenge. And again, it is okay to not want that. But that is the biggest reason why people do not move forward with this. Because this is hard. Like, there's not rainbows and unicorns, folks. Owning a franchise is hard work. Even if you're semi-absentee, you still have to, whatever that franchise is requiring, hey, we need somebody 10, 15 hours a week. You have to be able to put forth that effort, right? And keep your finger on the pulse of the business. If you're in it full time, you should never be doing the corporate BS of like, oh, I'm working 80 hours a week. If a franchise owner told me that, I'm going to literally tell them that's their own fault because they're not following the plan. Number one thing as a franchise owner, follow the plan. Second, do the work, right? And again, put forth however much time you need to be, but you shouldn't be spending that much time on this. And really in the corporate world, you shouldn't be doing it either, but that's usually what drives people out of there is there's no control over their time, their freedom, their flexibility, decision-making. If when you think about why I want to own a franchise, if control of something is not there, this isn't for you. If you think the freedom and the flexibility, that sounds great, and that's a huge reason why people look at this, but it's also the decision making. Do you want to be the person? Do you want to be the person delivering bad news? Do you want to be the person delivering when those problems arise and being the one like, yes, we got this, and here's how? That's really where this all comes down to, folks. It's just that simple. Once you become a franchise owner, and again, where those fear things come in is, well, what if I fail? How do you fail as a franchise owner? You don't follow the plan. If you don't follow the plan, I can't help you, right? If you're lazy and you don't put forth the effort, even if that means semi-absentee and you need to have 12 to 15 hours a week, if you're putting in half of that, I don't mean to be mean, but you kind of deserve it, right? Follow the plan, put forth the effort, right? Then it's finding the best fit for you individually. That's why we're here, right? That's our whole thing, is helping you find your best fit. But then really from there as an owner, you have to come into play. You've got to have that positive outlook on things. You have to be the one to make the decisions. The tough ones, the easy ones are easy, right? Making those tough decisions, making those quick snap decisions, Bob called in sick today. Now what? We just ran out of lids for our cups for our sandwich shop, and it's 11 o'clock, and lunch rush is about to come in. What do you do as an owner? You have to be the one that's like, yeah, cool, let's go. I will FSO the heck out of that all day long, and I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna take something that seems like a negative, and I'm gonna flip that into a positive outlook because I know I want to be the one, again, the control over making the decision. So that may cross some people off even listen to this, but I would tell you, like, if you're still thinking about franchise ownership and you're listening to this, then you need to get on the phone with our team so we can walk you through that more. But part of this whole journey is figuring out your day in the life as an owner. There's really nothing more important than that because you're the one that has to get your butt out of bed to go run the business every day. But ask yourself this: do you really want to be the one in charge, making every decision? Everything is on you. Even when it's like it's your team, you've got a manager, you've got people in place, you decided who that person was. You were in charge of making sure they were properly trained. You may not have actually done it, but it's your business. And when something goes wrong, are we Eeyore of this, right? Oh no, look what happened again. Or are you going, okay, like crap. Like we ran out of cups. What do we do? What do we do? Is there another franchise owner in your community, somewhere within your metro area that you're like, you know, hey Sally, this is Tim over at, you know, the store in Gilbert, right? We just ran out of cups, man. Can we come over? Can we make a trade? Can I buy some from you? We ran out of lids. I mean, can you help us out? Right? What do we do? Where's our vendor for these things? Is there an alternative? Hey, I know we're supposed to buy them from blah, 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 but man, let's run over to Costco, right? Literally was in a sandwich place not too long ago and they clearly ran out of napkins. And they had like, okay, so short-term fix, they had run to Costco or Sam's Club or something and gotten them. Well, we can't have messy people all over the place or we're wiping stuff on our sleeves. They had to figure stuff out, right? From that standpoint. If that's you, if that challenge is the positive, that sounds like a fun challenge. I am up for that challenge, then this really may be for you. Then I want you to reach out to our team so we can help you figure out what's your best fit. So, why might somebody not move forward? Yes, maybe money, but it is really this, the control of the decisions and being in charge of everything and wanting to be the person to FSO things along the way. That's why. If you're ready to chat and learn more, reach out to our team, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Again, if it's franchising101 podcast, you're working with the Fran Coach team when you're talking to us. Don't fall for those imposters out there. Reach out to us today. There's never any fee for our service. Let's help you get properly educated to determine if this is for you. And if so, we'll help you find your absolute best franchise to own. Just that simple. We'd love to be able to talk to you and help you create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we will talk with you next week.